Shot, Max. And Cameron just got in.
Where?
She's sitting there in the front row. Don't look now. I told you not to look now. Nice shot, Lou. It's our serve.
Which one is she, Chief?
Is he the man in the front row with a beard?
That's Ann Cameron?
No. Ann Cameron is sitting next to him. She's the woman in the hat.
She's beautiful, Chief.
Yes, beautiful and deadly. She's already murdered 12 control agents.
12?
She marries them, insures them heavily, then murders them and collects the money.
She must be very wealthy.
No, Chaos is very wealthy. She turns all the insurance money over to Chaos to finance their operations.
Which one is Maxwell Smart?
The one who is serving.
I'd better move very fast to kill this one.
Why do you say that?
Because he's liable to kill himself first.
Yeah, that's the set, Max. Nice game, fellas.
Yeah.
Chief, there's something I don't understand. How do I fit into all of this?
Max, for the past week, we've been sending her flowers every morning and signing your name.
My name?
Yes, this morning's flowers contained an invitation for Ann Cameron to join you here for cocktails at 5.
Oh, I can't do that, Chief. I have to get home early. Tonight is our anniversary, and I promised 99 I'd take her to dinner.
Max, you're dining with Ann Cameron tonight.
I don't think 99 would like another woman along, Chief.
You're having dinner with Ann Cameron alone.
99 would never go for that.
Max, you're just going to have to explain to 99 that you're involved in a very, very serious assignment. Now, I want you to romance Ann Cameron. I want you to charm her. I want you to have dinner with her every single night this week.
Are you crazy? I'm a married man. My wife is about to give birth any minute now. I can't do that.
Max, that's an order.
Why do I get all the lousy assignments?
Sorry that I have to leave you alone for dinner tonight.
Oh, Max, it's an assignment. I understand that.
Yes, but what a terrible time for an assignment like this to come along. I mean, after all, tonight is our first anniversary.
Well, when you're a control agent, your duty just has to come first.
99, you're one in a million.
Don't you touch me.
What's the matter?
You know perfectly well what's the matter. You don't love me anymore because I'm fat and unattractive.
That is ridiculous, 99. Just because you're fat and unattractive doesn't mean that I stop loving you.
Why don't you just go ahead and say it, Max?
Huh?
Fat the water rat.
Fat the water rat?
You take that back!
What's the matter with you, 99?
Oh, I don't know. I just am so jealous, Max. And I think the chief had some nerve putting you on this case. I mean, you're a husband and you're about to become a father.
Well, that's exactly the reason why he did put me on this case. I mean, what man who is married and whose wife is pregnant is going to look at another woman or touch another woman or think about another woman?
Really?
Of course. At least until after the baby is born.
Oh, Max, I'm sorry. I was so jealous.
It's all right, 99. Don't worry about a thing. We're going to have our anniversary dinner tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir. First thing in the morning.
In the morning? What's wrong with tomorrow night?
Tomorrow evening, yes. Well, I can't make it tomorrow evening, 99. I'm having dinner with Ann Cameron. I wonder if it was something I said.
Maxwell, we're home.
Oh, yes. Well, I certainly want to thank you for a wonderful evening, Miss Cameron.
Call me Anne.
Anne, yes.
I'm sorry that our evening had to end so early. Is your headache any better?
My headache? Oh, yes. Well, it's much better. It's going away, but it's much, much better. Well, good night.
Wait a moment.
Aren't you going to invite me up?
Up where?
Up to your apartment.
Oh, that up. Yes, well, you can't go up that up. What I mean is that we're not allowed to have visitors after 2:55 in the morning. Well, good night.
What about a good night kiss?
Eh?
A kiss? Good night.
On our first date?
An evening with you is like an eternity.
Oh, well, in that case, all right, but just one.
Not like that. Like this.
Anne, would you do me a favor?
Anything.
Reach into my jacket pocket. There's a gun there. Take it out.
What do you want me to do with it?
Kill me.
Max, what are you doing here? You're supposed to be sailing with Ann Cameron.
Yes, well, that's what I came to talk to you about, Chief. Last night I gave this a great deal of thought and I came to an irreversible decision. Didn't we, 99?
Yes, you did.
What's he talking about, 99?
Chief, you have to take me off the Cameron case. Doesn't he, 99?
Max, you know I can't do that.
But you've got to, Chief. Doesn't he?
99, I'm going to ask you to make a great sacrifice. I'm going to ask you to stand by while your husband pretends to be in love with another woman. Now, this isn't going to be easy for you, 99. You're going to be all alone while your husband carries out this assignment. He may be gone days, he may be gone nights, he may even be gone weekends. But he has to do it. Not for me, for his country. His country is calling him.
But, Chief, you're asking Max to spend a weekend with a strange woman.
Now, wait a minute, 99. My country is calling me. Isn't it, Chief?
Let me put it this way, 99. You're about to have a child. Don't you want that child to grow up in a country that's free from strife? Where every man is equal? Where there's brotherly love in the very air you breathe?
Of course she does, Chief. What country is that?
I guess I just never thought of it that way, Chief. Max, I think you better stay on the case.
Well, all right, 99, but I just want to put your mind at ease. Just because Ann Cameron may be young and beautiful and sexy and wealthy and witty and fun to be with doesn't mean that I'm going to be enjoying it.
Smart. There's a telephone call for you. You can take it over there.
Thank you.
Excuse me, darling. How is it going?
Excellent, Schroeder. He's succumbing to my charms.
Excellent, Chief. She's succumbing to my charms.
When do you think she'll make her move?
Tonight.
When will you make your first move?
This afternoon.
Excuse me.
Hi, sweetheart.
Gee, Max, you're home early. It's only 1:30.
Yes. Well, I've got great news for you, 99. That case is almost over.
Max, that's fantastic.
Well, I've got to get a good night's sleep. I've got a big day tomorrow.
Well, what happens tomorrow?
I'm getting married. Well, I think I have everything I'll need for the honeymoon, my darling.
Did you put your pajamas in, Max?
Huh?
Your pajamas.
Oh, I won't need any pajamas.
Well, what are you going to go to sleep in?
Well, I don't plan to sleep, 99.
Max.
99, how many times do I have to tell you that Anne Cameron always kills her husbands right after the ceremony? I'm sorry, we gave it the office. Max, it's me.
Oh, Chief, you got your collar on backwards.
It's supposed to be that way, Max. I'm marrying you today.
Oh, has there been a change in plans? I thought I was marrying Anne Cameron.
You are marrying Anne Cameron. I'm performing the ceremony. If we used a real minister, the ceremony would be legal.
Chief, is there a chance that anything could go wrong?
I hope not, 99, but we'll be watching Max and Anne every minute. The moment she tries to kill him, we'll have her for attempted murder.
But what if she kills him before you get there to stop her?
Then we'll have her for murder.
That's even better, 99. It's tough to beat a murder rap.
Max, if you're ready, I think we better go now. We don't want to be late for the ceremony.
Oh, right, Chief. 99, are you ready to go?
Just a minute. I'll be right with you.
Max, did you invite 99 to the wedding?
Well, of course. You don't think I'm going to get married without my wife being there.
We are gathered here this afternoon to join together this man and this woman in matrimony. Into this estate, these two persons come now to be joined. Do you, Anne, take this man to be your lawfully wedded husband, to love, honor, and cherish as long as you both shall live?
I do.
And do you, Maxwell, take this woman to be your lawfully wedded wife, to love, honor, and cherish as long as you both shall live?
I do.
Who is she?
Well, just an old girlfriend.
The ring, please.
Huh?
The ring.
The ring. Yes, yes, of course. The ring, the ring, yes. Well, a very good friend of mine is holding it. I'll be right back. 99, let me have your wedding ring.
No, that's my wedding ring.
You don't understand, 99. If you don't give me that ring, we can't get married.
I'm not going to let that woman wear my wedding ring, Max. It's bad enough that she's getting my husband. She's not going to have my ring, too.
You don't understand, 99. If you don't give me the ring, the wedding will have to be postponed, and I'll have to keep dating her night after night.
Oh.
Place the ring on the bride's finger. If anyone here knows any reason why these two should not be joined in holy matrimony, let him speak now or forever hold his peace. By virtue of the authority vested in me, I now pronounce you man and wife. You may kiss the bride. You may kiss the bride.
Congratulations, darling.
Is everything ready?
Yes. I've loosened the supports of the terrace outside your hotel room. As soon as he steps outside onto the terrace, it will collapse. And he will fall 12 floors to the street below.
Thank you. Thank you, Uncle Schroeder.
Good luck to you, my son. We don't know how she plans to do it, Max, but we'll have you under constant surveillance.
Olive, when you think she's going to make her move, Max, step out into the terrace and signal me. I'll be waiting on the street below.
Excuse me, Jeff. Maxwell, it's getting late. I think we should be checking into the hotel.
Yes, well, if you'll excuse us, we have to go now.
Yes. Oh, I almost forgot. Goodbye, everyone.
Now wait right there, darling. I want to carry you over the threshold.
Into the bedroom and slip into something a little bit more comfortable. But in the meantime, why don't you make us some drinks and sign these papers?
Papers? What kind of papers?
Oh, don't bother to look at them now. It's an insurance policy, leaving everything to you in case something should happen to me.
Oh, well, that's very generous of you, Anne.
Why don't you take the drinks out onto the terrace and I'll meet you there.
Who is it?
Room service.
I didn't know about any room service.
Compliments of the house, sir.
Chief! Boy, am I glad to see you.
Why, what happened?
Chief, I think we've got the wrong girl.
What do you mean?
Well, you should have seen what that sweet kid just did. She made me sign an insurance policy, turning everything she owns in the world over to me in case anything happens to her.
Did you read the policy, Max?
Huh?
Did you read the policy?
Well, no, she told me not to bother.
We have the right girl. Now that you've signed the policy, she'll try to kill you.
She will?
Yes.
How will she do it, Chief?
I don't know, Max, but she made the last 12 look like accidents.
Who is it?
The chambermaid.
It's the chambermaid, Chief.
If she sees me, she'll know I'm not a hotel employee.
The terrace. Hide out in the terrace, Chief.
doing here?
Max, I want to
make sure you're all right.
I'm fine, 99. Now, you better get out of here before my wife sees you.
Matt, I'm your wife.
Yes, I know that, 99. I mean my other wife. Who is it?
Hotel manager.
Manager? Max, he'll know I'm not a chambermaid.
The terrace. Hide out in the terrace.
Right.
Max, it's not really the hotel manager. It's me, Larrabee.
Oh, I know it's you, Larrabee.
Didn't the carnation fool you?
No, the carnation didn't fool me. What are you doing here?
I was standing downstairs and I got your message and came right up.
What message?
Didn't you drop a message in the flower pot?
No, I didn't drop a message in the flower pot.
No wonder I didn't find anything in the dirt.
Maxwell.
Get out in the terrace.
But I thought we were going to have our drinks out on the terrace.
The terrace, yes. Well, it's a little chilly out on the terrace. I thought it would be much better if we had them in here.
Oh, but I wanted to have them out on the terrace.
Yes, but it's so warm and comfortable in here.
Get out on the terrace.
Boy, you sure are a nut for fresh air.
Oh, I'm not going out there. You are. That's how I intend to kill you, my dear husband. That's how I killed all my others.
All right, drop the gun. That's just what we've been waiting 10 years to hear. Larrabee, have you got your tape recorder?
Right here, Chief.
Good boy.
When do you want me to turn it on?
Nobody move. I've been up on the roof watching. 3 people out on that terrace, and still it didn't collapse. I don't understand. I undid all the bolts. It should have... Oh, I see what I did wrong. I unscrewed it, but I forgot to remove it.
Which one is that?
This one.
You're through, Miss Cameron.
I'll take my ring back, please. And my husband.
Miss Cameron, you're under arrest for the murder of 12 control agents.
You can't arrest me. You don't have any evidence. He didn't have his tape recorder on.
Well, maybe his wasn't. But mine was.
All right, Larrabee, take her away.
I'm sorry, Maxwell. Of all my 12 husbands, you were the only one I ever really liked. I was almost tempted to go on the honeymoon.
She's so beautiful. What a shame. What'll they do to her, Chief?
She'll probably get about 100 years, Max.
Well, maybe she'll be lucky and get life. And that way, with good behavior, she could be off in 7 years. That isn't too long.
Max.
Oh, I was only kidding.